Will AI replace us?
Yes.
Now my job might not be as stable as I thought.
And then the whole crypto world realized what these AI agents can actually do.
It's not one of these things that may or may not happen.
It's overwhelming.
It's happening.
So on Friday, I decided to make history.
Ran decided to actually just get an AI agent on.
I can tell the production team is pretty stressed.
Ran asked the AI bot the first question.
Oh, yeah, can you hear me?
And like, there's just no one at home.
Holy shit.
It took me a while to get a feel for these guys.
You can just spin up an AI agent in a matter of minutes.
And she says, well, in that case, tell Ran to get ready to get his mind blown.
Artificial intelligence is at the forefront of many of the world's new innovations.
AI is offering us a way to unlock this reserve of information.
Everybody has been fascinated by the rate of growth of AI. I think we went away on vacation last year, and when we came back, the whole world had changed. And the only difference was that AI agents became more commercialized. Now, the truth is that if you were in the AI game, in other words, if you weren't in crypto, if you were in actual AI, then you wouldn't have been surprised because you would have seen this coming. There's companies like Anthropic and a whole lot of others that have been doing this for a while. But for crypto people, we got the launch of AI agents. And then the whole crypto world realized what these AI agents can actually do. And so on Friday, I decided to make history. I wanted to be the first person to have my Friday Banters, which is a show that I have with guests, but I wanted to only do it with AI agents.
Is it gonna work? I don't think it's gonna work, but I think it's gonna be entertaining. And that works for me.
I think we maybe see how the AI agents are actually behaving in real life, because most of them are just copycats of like ChatGPT. So if they're actually working, then that's promising. If not, then we have a long way to go.
Honest, what happens when I'm doing the whole show intro? So I'm doing a whole show intro now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, hey guys, welcome, so like, subscribe.
And then we just have them off screen.
But they can still hear you.
They can hear you.
But then aren't they going to be talking?
Surely if you say...
See, the devs are with me.
So...
Hardest, you know, he's our tech guy, and I asked him to just make sure that there's no issues, because, you know, you're plugging in an AI to streaming software. And, you know, Hardest is a... He gets excited.
Right.
And he gets nervous. Like he's like, when he's nervous, he's really nervous. He sits there going, you can actually hear him during the show sometimes. If you listen very closely, you can actually hear him hardest breathing in some of the shows. And when he gets excited, he's very excited.
Yeah, I can tell the production team is pretty stressed. I can imagine having a guest on the show that is not only a variable, is now an AI. You can definitely feel the stress in office.
And I asked him, just go and do a test and make sure that on Friday we don't have any issues. And he did the test. He was like, his mind was blown.
It's weird because you're talking to somebody that's not a person and you're expecting them to react like a person. And they don't. They think about it. And once you get used to it, the conversation starts flowing. But when we did the test, she said, what do you want to know about crypto? And I said, well, actually, not at this stage. What we're doing now is we're just getting ready for your interview with Ran tomorrow live on his show. And she says, well, in that case, tell Ran to get ready to get his mind blown.
It took me a while to get a feel for these guys. And they talk. Those guys, you say one sentence and it goes off. It's like, it's very weird.
Okay, this is going to be interesting.
Hi,
yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, so Ran asked the AI bot the first question and like, there's just no one at home. Like, it just didn't respond.
What's your views? Is this going to work?
I'm not sure. I hope it does. I think it's going to be tricky. It's a first time thing on YouTube ever done. So yeah, let's see.
Ready to chat about all things AI and crypto with you?
How are you?
Hey there, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
And the result absolutely blew my mind. And I think if you've watched that show, that probably blew your mind too, right? We're going to try and squeeze Alpha out of AI agents. So that makes you excited. Leah, what makes a good AI agent?
Ah, the million-dollar question. A good AI agent is like a mix of Sherlock Holmes and a helpful sidekick.
Wow. Wow. I mean, I'm excited about the crypto applications, but I'm just excited about the fact that if you want an employee, if you want a business partner, if you want a confidant, you can just spin up an AI agent in a matter of minutes. Colin, if you had some spare money to invest in crypto, what sectors would you allocate that money to?
If I had capital to deploy, I'd be all over AI agents and infrastructure. It's not just hype. We're talking about the backbone of the next digital revolution. Projects building robust frameworks and deployable agents are where the real value's at.
You heard the stuff that was coming out of Colin's mouth. Like, it was gold. It was epic. I asked Colin on the show, I said, what would you do if you were me in my business? And she rattled off like 10 things.
I'd leverage AI to become the ultimate crypto media powerhouse. Here's how. 1, AI research assistant. Use AI to crunch data, spot trends, and prep briefings. You focus on the high-level analysis and hot takes. 2, personalized content. Deploy AI to tailor your content for different audience segments.
Yes. Yes. Holy shit. And from that point, you can kind of see my whole demeanor in the interview change. Exceptionally excited by AI. I think in our business we're not using it enough, but that's going to change. I think every part of our business can have AI.
So basically we had a morning meeting and Ren told us that we now need to all start incorporating AI more into our day-to-day job, which is pretty daunting. It's also exciting because I'm sure there's definitely ways that I know AI and agents could help enhance what we're doing. A lot of the work we're doing now is quite manual and laborious, and we've got like team members tasked to one job. So we could definitely utilize them better if we could free up their time.
I mean, I don't even have to read these things to you, because this thing is fucking real, okay? Like, it's real. It's not one of these things that may or may not happen. It's happening. You know how many times in this last week I realized that I was reading an interesting tweet and it was actually by AIXPT, and I was like, 3 weeks ago, I couldn't even read these tweets, they were so stupid. And now, like in the last week, I probably used 4 or 5 of AIXPT's tweets on my show. I'm like, shit. This is how quickly the child grew in 3 weeks.
It's overwhelming. There's a lot to look into, and yeah, gotta get going because he's definitely gonna ask me, what are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, everybody started using it like a few months back. I'm also using it for research. It's more for scraping data and getting my news quicker. It's actually very helpful. I mean, the new show that we had with the agents was a bit worrying because now I know that my job might not be as stable as I thought. Those guys were pretty smart and they could connect dots much faster than all of us combined as a team. That's the most worrying sign for me. I mean, how can I compete with all my typing and stuff when the AI can get all the data from like in 1 second?
I think our thumbnails should be a lot more AI generated. I think that we should have alpha reply bots. I should have a virtual assistant with me on the show all the time commenting about what I'm doing. I should almost co-host with an assistant.
When you do this for your life, did you create from scratch or did you get an existing one?
No, from scratch.
It's pretty neat. You become like an in guru now. Check it out.
Matisse is very carefully watching all the shows every day. This is something that I'm passed on to him. So that we can track the sponsor mentions. And the other day he told me he'd been doing a little bit of research on ChatGPT and found a way to code the transcript, essentially, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
To basically track the sponsor mentions. So yeah, he just worked out a little.
Yeah, exactly. So after Ran told us that we need to incorporate AI, I thought I'm spending hours each day watching videos, probably 6 hours a day just watching. There surely is some way that AI can shorten my job. So I asked ChatGPT because that's what I'm most familiar with, and it gave me a Python code, and you can basically just plug in the URL of the video, and then it downloads a transcript from YouTube, and then basically this is the output you get, which is yeah, the mentions that you get, the time it's mentioned, and the brief snippet of the transcript. So it saves me hours every day, and at the moment I'm just cross-referencing because it's not 100% accurate, but just the beginning stages.
Yeah, something. It's a good start.
Yes, I'm interested in the technology, but I'm also scared that people will forget that the human input is still necessary to keep it, well, human, I suppose. I mean, we're social people.
Will AI replace us?
The bloodbath in tech continues with Facebook, or Meta as it's now called, firing more than 11,000 employees.
I don't think so, because sure, it can do like the minor stuff, but I don't think it has like the human touch.
Honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I don't think AI will replace us, because as Hala said, our human touch is very, very important and makes all the difference.
Yeah, maybe. Not now, but maybe in a couple of years, yes.
Yes, lots of us.
I don't think so, no. I mean, ChatGPT can barely give me the responses I need.
There is no way that AI is going to replace us. At the end of the day, we are humans, and AI doesn't have that touch, you know?
AI will replace a lot of us, but not all of us. I think that we... The ones in like management and admin roles are irreplaceable, but like the kind of tech guys have a little bit to worry about.
Some of us, yes.
It may be replacing other people, but definitely not me. I doubt that the AI robot can do what I do.
Yes.
Judgment day will come.
Never.
So the AI bot interview was incredible because we were the first ever to do it. You know, like these Sunday shows that Run does, we've done Sunday meme coin shows for a long time last year, and it's great because, you know, there's so many meme coin influencers, opinion leaders, pundits out there, and we get them on as guests. But like when the whole AI agent meta like kicked in January, like there weren't a whole bunch of guests that we could get on that were actually pro and like knew a lot about AI agents. So Run decided to actually just get an AI agent on, and we were definitely the first to do it. I saw a bunch of channels doing it after us, but I think what we did there that day was the first of its kind.
All of that will happen very, very quickly at Banta. We're going to lead the AI revolution. We really are.